This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and I shared, as I do, I actually haven't posted on social media for a week on purpose, but anyway, I shared to my story a quote that I came past by one of the other pages that I follow. I can't really see what it is. Maybe it's... No, couldn't tell you. Anyway, I thought it might be timely for people to read. I think it's an important lesson for people to read. I share things knowing that some things will just fucking go over people's heads, not because they don't understand it, but because it's not timely for them. Whereas there's some other things that, and when I say share, it could be sharing as in like literally a social share, or it could be my own writings. Or I know that somebody's going to be going through a stage in their life where that becomes timely, and it just happens chance that that's timely for them. So this said, a break from someone will either make you realize how much you truly miss / love them, or how much peace you have without them. A break from someone will either make you realize how much you truly miss or love them, or how much peace you have without them. Right? You could probably stop the podcast there. That's good enough. But on top of that, I had a very good friend, a very intelligent friend, say, what if it's both? What if it's both that you miss and love them, but how much peace you have without them? It's a great question, and I think a lot of people would relate to that. I know I would at certain stages in my life. I simply responded, then you have to question if you really love them or you just love the things they mean to you. Then you have to question if you really love them or just love the things they mean to you. If we have childhood trauma, and that trauma, sometimes it's not about getting beaten or other sorts of horrific things that can happen to children. Sometimes it's their parents not knowing how to show love. So a powerful question is actually asking someone, which parent did you seek love from the most? And the person will usually answer that question in their head without realizing, and then they filter it through all of their thinking as well. And that can really point at a lot of things for different personality structures in people. And so, with that in mind, often we seek to marry a version of the parent. This is generalizing, but it's not fucking far from the truth. We seek to marry a parent that we want to please to get love from, right? That's a generalization. Don't take it as a blanket rule for everyone, but it's common. And what happens then is, when we both miss and we're at peace, but we also love them, right? So we're at peace, we've left, we're at peace, but we also have this thing pulling and loving us. Usually there's some parent-childhood thing going on where they're a representation of the love that we couldn't get as a child, but they gave it to us to some degree. So we often don't love them. We love the image. We love what they mean to us, right? This is what's really interesting, and it's quite a complicated thing, but it's also very simple. I remember speaking to a coach of mine, and I was talking about some difficulties I had in my relationship at the time. And he asked a question around what it was that I was, you know, that I liked in the person. And I told them, and then he said, and this is paraphrasing, I can't remember the full conversation. He's like, did you just explain yourself? And what I found was that I was actually loving the parts of me in them, and then also annoyed at all these other parts of them, right? That they should change that. So they should change so that I can love them based upon what my image of what I need to love them by. And that's not them. So I'm not loving them. I'm loving my image of them, right? When we can actually step back and start to see the person and see them as them and choose to love them and be in a choice-based relationship, not a needs-based relationship, then we're actually showing up as ourselves, and then we can start to see our own shit come up, and then we can work through our own shit from that. Now, with the other person, that's when we start to realize that we didn't love them. We just loved that there was someone there that could treat us poorly enough and also good enough to keep us wanting more, in the same way that we may have actually experience as a child. So this is a complicated yet also common thing for all of us to go through. And it's called a object relation. And what that means is that I have a relation with an object, let's say, be it the mother, and then let's say I'm desiring love from that and I just don't get it. And so later on in life, I'll have other objects that I'll relate to as if that's her and I'm seeking love from them, right? So they have to behave in a way and I have to get approval or something along those lines. And so this is one of the things where when I can step back and learn these things about myself, I have the power to then learn and see that and change it and not put pressures on that new person about my shit from the past that I was unconscious to. This is where a lot of the work is, and it is work, yet there is the other side. And the beauty of the other side is that then I can learn to love them, not continually ask them to mold into the image that I want them to be so I can love them, because I struggle to love myself because I've got conditions on my own love. And that's the thing we need to question ourselves when we both love someone and miss them and at the same time are at peace without them. Maybe it might be time to go back and chat to our parents, hey? And break off that parent-child relationship. If you're in your 30s and your parent's still your parent, as opposed to them being a human that you have a relationship with that you choose to have, like, that's a different... And that's a different fucking podcast before we go for more than 10 minutes, but that's a different relationship. Remembering that relationship is the process of continually relating. And on that note, team, I need more whiskey. No, I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, you can grab my book, Mining Yourself, fuck me, soon in stores. Hey, that's pretty exciting. Otherwise, online, anywhere that sells books. And I'm done. I'm out. Until tomorrow, peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick and slay the dragon. I'll see you soon.